You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Leopard frogs have been disappearing in Arizona, and the major culprit is apparently a creature that eats virtually anything less than its size that crosses its path. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. American bullfrogs have been eating their way through the southwestern United States, and no one knows quite how to stop them. Bullfrogs were originally found in aquatic environments in the eastern parts of North America. It's believed that they were brought over to the West Coast by people who wanted to serve them as a delicacy or see them as live ornaments in their garden pools. Cecil Schwalbe is with the U.S. Geological Survey's Sonora Desert Field Station at the University of Arizona. He tells us what's being done to control the American bullfrog population.
We found no single method that is effective at eliminating bullfrogs because they're just so adaptable. Some poisons have been tried, and of course things like rotenone and some other toxicants that are used to kill fish and other gill breathers are effective at killing tadpoles, but they also kill all the other gill breathing organisms, and so that's not preferred. And especially when you're dealing with populations of endangered and threatened fishes, you can't use such methods. We use a combination of methods. We use hand capture or with hand nets or spears called gigs, and we go frog gigging. That's actually very effective as far as taking a certain number of frogs per unit time. We actually even set out so-called hook traps, and we connect them by a long fish net, and then when the frog hits the fish net, then it goes either way, it ends up in the trap. Those are methods that will catch frogs, but you can almost never eliminate a population that way.
To hear about our CD, please visit pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.